USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Investigators now believe the Christmas morning explosion in downtown Nashville may have been a suicide bombing. Officials with the FBI have said they were not looking for another suspect, and human remains were found at the site of the blast. Law enforcement have not named any suspects, but searched a home in nearby Antioch, Tennessee for most of the day on Saturday. Neighbors have reported that an RV similar to the one seen in surveillance videos at the scene was parked in the yard of that residence. Juliet Kayem is a former assistant secretary with the Department of Homeland Security, and she tells CNN that the FBI's next steps will be trying to determine a motive for the explosion.
And this is where language is important, but it becomes, you have to be exact here. This is a suicide bombing. We do not know if it's suicide terrorism yet. And the difference goes to, of course, his intent. So that seems to be the singular focus right now.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
President Trump is again challenging the results of the presidential election in a series of Saturday morning tweets. USA Radio News' John Fortier has the story.
President Trump sending a series of tweets contesting the results of the election. He went after the FBI and the Justice Department, putting the word justice in quotes. He says they've done nothing about voter fraud, which he calls the biggest scam in our nation's history. He says they should be ashamed. Next, it was the Supreme Court's turn. Trump called the court totally incompetent and weak on the massive election fraud. He claimed to have absolute proof, but the Supreme Court doesn't want to see it. He then said there were millions and millions of corrupt mail-in ballots, and he compared our election to that of a third-world country. He ended by tweeting the words, fake president. Twitter flagged each of the tweets, saying this claim about election fraud is disputed. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
And a star football player at the University of Utah has died. School officials announced the passing of 19-year-old Ty Jordan on Saturday, just days after he'd been named the Pac-12 Conference's Newcomer of the Year. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Retailers saw a small increase in holiday spending this year, but industry insiders say that next year will definitely be something to look forward to. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
U.S. retail sales rose just over 2% between November 1st and Christmas Eve. Many Americans ditched shopping at stores for digital outlets. And pandemic buying trends favored household goods and food over apparel continue. That's according to early sales data from firms that track shopper spending. Now, as far as celebrating the holidays, it looked a lot different this year than it has in years past due to the pandemic. But Dr. William Hazeltine tells MSNBC there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Next year is going to come in like a lion. But if it doesn't go out like a lamb, it's going to go out like a ram. We have vaccines on the way for many companies, and they will be more available. We have new drugs that are on their way and will help ease the burden, not only of the virus, but the consequences of the virus.
And the Cleveland Browns will be without their top four wide receivers when they take the field Sunday against the New York Jets. Jarvis Landry, Rashard Higgins, Donovan Peoples-Jones, and Kadarius Hodge were all placed on the reserve COVID-19 list just before boarding a plane on Saturday. The team's flight to New Jersey was delayed for several hours while contract tracing was performed. The Browns will rely on Marvin Hall, the only active receiver on the roster, and two call-ups from the practice squad come Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.